Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Happy New Year and welcome to today's program. On assignment this week down in Florida, heading back this morning, and really be glad to get home. The weather down here has not been just a great deal warmer than it is in Marion. So we're going to get right into the program this morning, and right off the bat, I want to give you an update on the filings for local candidates in the upcoming primary election. That primary election will be, of course, in May, in the spring, and these are partisan races. So right now what you've got, the newest candidate to announce is a first-time candidate, Craig Gillen, a Republican, and he is going to be running in the 6th District for magistrate. Already, Bob Rowley had announced his candidacy for that position, which will not have an incumbent running. That would be Scott Belt's district out on the eastern part of Crittenden County, out toward Shady Grove and into Marion as well. There are plenty of voters in Marion in that district. But again, that's the newest filing that was reported this week. And the others, Crittenden County Judge Executive incumbent Perry Newcomb, a Republican, and he will be challenged by Nathan Ratley, also, of course, a Republican. Daryl Tabor is currently unopposed for another term as county clerk. Sheriff's race will include incumbent Evan Head and Republican challenger Ray Agent. Of course, Ray, the brother of former Sheriff Wayne Agent. Jailer Athena Hayes, the incumbent, and former jailer Robbie Kirk is running again against Hayes. And in the county attorney's race, Bart Frazier, the incumbent, and he will be challenged by Chad Nelson. Both are Republicans. In the PVA race, there is no race at this point. Todd Perriman, the incumbent, is the only candidate who has filed. Brad Gilbert is the only filing for coroner. Of course, he is the current coroner, has been for many years. Magistrate in the 1st District, where Dave Belt has chosen not to seek re-election. The two newcomers, somewhat newcomers, Rob Horak, is a Republican who has filed. He's certainly a newcomer, hasn't lived in the community too many years. And then Danny Fowler, a former magistrate, is seeking election this time in that 1st District race. Matt Grimes, the incumbent, is the only candidate right now in the 2nd District. And in the 3rd District, incumbent Robert Kirby has a challenger, Pam Todd. They are both Republicans. And Chad Thomas in the 4th District is unopposed at this time. And Thomas has recently switched to the Republican Party after winning two terms as a Democrat. In the 5th District, Brennan Cruz right now is the only candidate who has filed. And, of course, that post is currently held by Travis Perriman, who has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. And there are some other races. Constable Lynn Goodrich has filed in the 4th District and Paul Beard in the 3rd District. And that kind of catches you up on your local candidates at this point. The filing deadline is a little over a week away on January 9th. That is the last day you can file to seek election in the partisan races in the May primary election. We're going to take a short break and be back in just a moment.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, news has been kind of slow over the holidays, and of course this is the week that we always take off here at the Crittenden Press and do not print a newspaper. So while we do not have a print edition this week, we're still keeping up with anything that's going on. You can catch all the news, breaking news, if you will, or anything of importance. We're putting all of our obituaries online this week because there is not a paper newspaper that will be mailed to you. So you can catch all those at the Crittenden Press online at www.the-press.com. And while we're taking a little break from our regular newspaper deadline this week, we are working toward next week's newspaper and have some very interesting articles you will want to tune in for. Among those are a grant for the county to recognize its Revolutionary War soldiers, those who are buried here. And also kind of a connection to the Revolutionary War period down in Salem, the county has been cleaning up the Pioneer Cemetery there just south of Salem toward Pinckneyville, and kind of uncovered some, I'm not going to say history that wasn't known about, but kind of reinvigorating some interest in some very important figures who are buried there. We'll have information on that in the Crittenden Press next week, and then tell you some more about that plan to have a big celebration in June here in Marion, and it looks like maybe Caldwell County and Livingston County will be joining in. Of course, all three counties were once one huge county, and it was originally Livingston County was the name, and then Crittenden broke off, Caldwell broke off, and even part of Lyon County. So, you know, there's some talk among the communities about putting together a consolidated effort to celebrate America's 250th birthday next summer. And also next week we'll have an article about the county's effort to create an ordinance to protect landowners and folks leasing their property to these large solar energy companies. So fiscal court heard first reading of that in late 2025, and that will be considered for final passage later this month. In local sports, as I mentioned, I've been down in Orlando traveling with the girls' basketball team. Of course, my daughter plays on the team, and we've been filing articles online from down here. I want to share with you an opportunity to hear from longtime girls' basketball coach Shannon Hodge after Crittenden County just finished up the tournament. With two wins and one loss, they took third place and actually just went up against a very good team from Pennsylvania, which was led by a 6'4" girl named Mimi Theo, whose brother played at the University of Kentucky back a few years ago and is now playing in the NBA. But Mimi has signed with Maryland, and Crittenden County had its hands full with her, but our girls prevailed in that, and you can read all about it on the Crittenden Press online under the sports tab. But we want to visit with Coach Shannon Hodge now and hear what she has to say about this trip to Orlando. So I'm here with Coach Shannon Hodge, 33-year veteran of the Lady Rockets basketball team. That doesn't count the years you played either, Coach Hodge. We just finished up basketball here in Orlando, Florida, and wanted to visit with her about just her program in general and talk a little bit about the play down here. But Coach Hodge, your girls were 2-1. I know you may be slightly disappointed with that down here, Phil. Probably let you do so. You just talk about it.
Yeah, well, you know, coming down here is something special that we try to do once every 3 or 4 years to try to give everybody in our program an opportunity to get to experience it. I've been coming to Orlando through the Kaylee Scholarship Association, the KSA program. This is probably our 7th or 8th time to come, and it's always a great experience. We get to play against teams from, you know, different parts of the country. We played a team from Ohio, a team from Pennsylvania, a team from West Virginia. There were teams from all over here, but you know, you get to meet different people. You get to see kind of how you stack up against folks from around the country. And you know, I really wanted us to, I asked to be in a bracket with teams that would be challenging to us, and each one of them were. Yeah, I am a little disappointed we didn't win our game yesterday, but I'm very happy. You know, we won pretty big against a pretty good team the first game that we played here yesterday. We didn't shoot the ball as well and lost by a couple points. And then today we beat a team that had a 6'5 girl that signed with Maryland. And so, you know, we were happy about that and our ability to make some adjustments without having any practice time and try to see what we can do. And, you know, I want to put us in those situations because I know if we're able to advance into the, you know, into, you know, the regional All-A region and then the All-A state tournament, or if we get to advance in the regional tournament at the end of the year and so forth, anytime you go into those situations, you're going to be having to do these things. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to have that experience. And then as well, get to have fun together. You know, it's a bonding experience. We're getting to, you know, we're at a resort here in one of the Gaylord hotels, and you got swimming pools and hot tubs, and we get to go to the parks, the Universal and Islands of Adventure. So the girls get to, in our off time, have some fun together off the floor, and I think that's very valuable as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, pretty posh facilities here, isn't it?
It is. It's really nice, and you know, it's good for the kids to get to. To get to come to something like this. You know, we had two or three that had never flown before, too. We flew down, so that's always a fun mm-hmm. experience. But, you know, it's just a neat trip. And you know, the kids and the families devote so much time to the program. And, you know, it's nice to be able to bring the girls to something like this and do something special while they're in the program.
Yeah, above and beyond the social aspect and benefit of it, there is, like you said, benefit as far as your team's concerned. You know, like you said, in a regional tournament, which is everybody, every coach's and every team's desire when the season starts, to win a regional tournament. Mm-hmm. And you have to win three games in a row
yeah.
with a lot of distractions going on.
Right.
And you've certainly got all of that.
Sure, with very little time to practice and you know, so, you know, you would hope we have a veteran team in our top, you know, six or seven kids. We're very veteran as far as, you know, being on the floor and being together a lot. And then we have some very young kids. So hopefully, you know, that gives everybody that kind of exposure to something that's different that will up our game a little bit.
Well, we're only how many days? One. Well, this is the last day, isn't it, of the year?
Yeah.
The last day of December, and so we're not out of the first month of season yet, and you already have 9 wins with this team, and 444 wins, Coach Hodge, you have under your belt as a coach, and I know you don't look at these things, but it's my job to do that, and I'll remind you that you are now 33rd all-time in the state of Kentucky in wins, and how coincidental that is in your 33rd year.
Yeah, you know? All right.
And hey, you can move on up that list and get in the top 30 this season, too. But when you reflect on this team and all your others, I mean, in 2011, your team went to the state tournament, first time Crittenden County's ever done that in girls basketball,
mm-hmm.
In basketball period, actually. The boys have never done that. But how would you rate this team? You know, I know we've talked about this many times. This is probably, mm-hmm. you feel like, one of the better teams you've had. How would you mm-hmm. rate this team overall?
You know, when you just, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, I think. But, you know, we play a very different style from teams like the 2011 team. You know, we didn't have much of an emphasis. We did shoot the ball. We had Lakin Tabor that shot and Jesse shot. You know, not to say we didn't have people that could shoot the three, but we didn't depend on it as significantly as we do now. But as far as just comparing the teams, that 2011 team was a solid team. You know, we had a great point guard. We had post play. We had wings that could shoot the ball. We defended well. It's a very good defensive team. 2017 or 18, the you know, the Cassidy Moss era. That was a good team as well. And then you go to the 2023 team that these older girls were a part of, was a very solid team. But you know, I think from the perspective of just the athleticism at all five positions and the ability to score the ball at all five positions, as well as having people that can come in off the bench and contribute well, I think that, you know, that kind of puts this team, you know, in a little different category. I think we're a little deeper. I think we shoot the ball overall a little better. I'm willing to say that we are at times a great defensive team. Uh-huh. We can lock people down. The first game we played down here, we gave up, I don't know, about 30 points in the first half, maybe, or maybe not that many. But the team only scored 8 points in the second half. So we have the ability to lock people down. You know, but our consistency in doing that has to get better. You know, so there are a lot of things that we need to improve upon, but this team is probably one of the most capable teams. You know, if not having maybe the, when you look at the other teams in the region as well, that's a play on it too. I think we have a great chance to get ourselves in the postseason. So
make some noise.
Yeah,
they
I do.
All right, Coach Hodge. Well, you're going to enjoy the parks and the I would say the Florida warmth, but
we brought a little cold with us. I think
it's like Kentucky cold in the mornings.
It is
right now. But all right, Coach Hodge, we'll let you get back to your team. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
And that's a wrap on this morning's program from Orlando, Florida. I will be getting on an aircraft here in just a moment to head home and get back to my routine. Can't wait. We'll catch you first of next week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.